Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 246 of the Ardello Training Podcast. My name is Scott Ardello, and thank you for joining me for today's episode. And in this session, I wanted to just take a few minutes and let you know what's been going on with the podcast. Things have been a little bit off schedule, but there's a big reason why, and this is just a small step back before taking a big step forward. So I always want to be open and upfront with you. So here's what's going on. And of course, there is a lesson here for you as well. So things have been off schedule with the podcast for the last couple weeks, but this is why. I have four reasons why the show has been off schedule. And this is why we are intentionally taking a step back right now. So the first thing is that I am working to complete some exciting new projects that I will announce very soon. I don't have any specific dates to share with you right now, but I am moving things forward in a big way. I'm very excited about what's going to be coming down the pike here from Ardello Training. And I will certainly announce things here on the podcast and with my subscribers, my email subscribers, as soon as I can. So that is the first reason why we are taking a step back here with the podcast, because I am focused on finishing up some other projects right now. The second reason is that I am really taking some time to evaluate and read through a recent survey that I sent out to my subscribers. I had a massive response to the survey that I sent out. I asked a handful of questions and I had some incredible feedback, but it's a lot of information. So I'm pouring through this information and I'm figuring out how to use that information to serve you better here on the podcast and with all of the things that I do. But it is a lot of information. It's pages and pages of data and feedback, and it's taking me some time to go through. So that is the second reason that things are off here with the podcast. Reason number three is that I am getting ready to reach out to several new guests for the podcast. I'm really, really excited. I've been compiling a great new list of interviews that I want to do, and even some changes that I'm considering doing with the podcast that I may do differently here on the show. Things that I may do different with the interviews and even with the solo shows that I do. I'm always looking and thinking about how to upgrade the podcast here. Certainly, you have many options with all of the fitness podcasts that are available to you these days, but I am always thinking about what can I do better and how can I stay on the cutting edge of fitness and performance. And as a matter of fact, I'm always open to your feedback and suggestions, so feel free to email me with any comments or feedback, anything at all. You can email me at scott@ardellotraining.com. Anyway, I think that you will be really excited about the guests I'm working to bring your way here on the show. And if you're not a subscriber to the Ardello Training Podcast, make sure to click on the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts. And then that way you won't miss out on any of the new episodes that will be coming your way soon. And then one final last reason is that I had to do some back-end fixes with the podcast, basically the way the podcast is published. So I had to change some things there, had to do some things with the technology. So we think that we have that all ironed out now, but I also needed to do a very short episode, which that would be this episode, to get out and test things out and make sure that everything is working fine when I release a new episode. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And I'm hoping that this episode, this test episode, will go out very smoothly. So those are the big reasons, the four reasons why things are off schedule right now with the podcast. And of course, the title of this week's episode is sometimes you have to take a step back to take a big step forward. And that is what we're doing with the show. Now, you can use that same phrase that I just mentioned, taking a step back to take a big step forward. You can apply that same thing in many things in your life. And I have three examples that I'll share with you right now that have to do with what we talk about here on the podcast all the time, which is training, programming, and even nutrition. So with training, I think it's important that you take a step back. You can't train all out all the time. You do need to take a step back to move forward. And what I mean there is by making sure that you apply recovery strategies and deloading strategies to continue to move forward in your training. When we talk about your programming, that is another example. You have to take a step back after you complete a program and evaluate what you're doing, what worked, what didn't work, what are your current goals after you complete a program, and what needs to be done better the next time when you apply the next program or next training phase that you go into. So that is what I mean, how to apply taking a step back before taking a step forward with your programming. And then certainly with nutrition, this is something that I did very recently. I took a step back and looked at my nutrition and some things that I needed to fix with my nutrition. And I looked and evaluated at what wasn't working, and I fixed those things. And now I'm moving forward and getting a better result. So this is the same principle or philosophy you can apply. Take a step back to take a big step forward in your nutrition. If you're not getting the things that you want, if you're not achieving the goals that you want, sometimes you have to take a step back or zoom out a little bit and evaluate things to get clarity and get perspective to make a massive leap forward. This works, folks. It's very simple, but it works. And think about it in anything that you're struggling with right now. Take a step backward to take a big step forward. Think about that simple message from this episode. So that's partially what I'm doing here with the podcast, although there are other reasons, the reasons I already mentioned, why we are taking a step back here on the show. So as far as the podcast, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being part of the audience here, and I'm looking forward to moving forward here on the show and sharing some great things with you in the future. For now, make sure to stay up to date at ardellatraining.com and join my email subscriber list, where I only send out quality content and always share cool things with my subscribers. And my subscribers are always the first to know about the newest and latest things that are coming from Ardella Training. And of course, I have some cool free giveaways for you there as well. So go to ardellatraining.com/blueprint and you'll see what I mean. So that's it, guys. Again, a short episode this week just to fill you in on what's going on with the podcast and think about this simple philosophy or phrase, take a step back to take a big step forward. Sometimes you have to do that to really advance forward in anything in your life. So think about that. And that is a wrap for this week's episode. So I'll be back again soon, guys, and we will get back on the regular schedule. I'm not sure if we're going to go back to a Monday schedule or a every Wednesday schedule. The every Wednesday actually did seem to be a little bit easier with my schedule and everything that I'm working on. So we'll probably go back to the every Wednesday release when we get things rolling here in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. So I hope this was helpful for you. And again, I didn't want to check out too long from the podcast. I hate to miss a week. And I've missed, we've been a little bit off schedule here the past couple of weeks. So I definitely wanted to just check in here and let you know what is going on. So I should mention that you can always go back and listen to several or any of the past episodes. I've interviewed many great guests. We've done some great shows here on the podcast. So you still have all of those great episodes in the archives if you'd like to go back for another listen here on the Ardella Training Podcast. So just keep that in mind. And then, you know what? One last thing as I sign off, guys, don't forget, we are about a month away where I will be speaking in Clearwater Beach, Florida at the International Society of Sports Nutrition. I'm doing a talk on kettlebell training, the science and practice or practical applications of kettlebell training. It's going to be a great talk in Clearwater Beach, Florida. And that is on June the 8th and 9th. You can find out more about that at sportsnutritionsociety.org. And that has the complete schedule and agenda and all the great speakers there. So with that, guys, I'm going to wrap up and close it down. And we will definitely talk again soon. So have a great one. Take care, and we'll talk soon.